Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Luis Enrique confirms previous Tottenham Hotspur offer. A look ahead to PSG's Champions League aspirations. Luis Enrique reveals Spurs' job offer before leading PSG to Champions League glory. Discover how a pivotal career choice shaped the paths of two major clubs, as Luis Enrique opens up about his past opportunities ahead of a high-stakes encounter. In a surprising revelation, Luis Enrique has confirmed that he was approached for the managerial position at Tottenham Hotspur back in 2023, just before he took the helm at PSG and steered them to their historic first Champions League victory. This disclosure comes as PSG prepares to face Tottenham in the UEFA Super Cup, highlighting the intriguing what-if scenarios in football management. With Enrique's track record of success, including a recent treble that solidified his legacy, the story adds an extra layer of excitement to the upcoming match. Enrique considered Spurs' role in 2023 chose PSG instead, now set to battle Tottenham in Supercoupe. Enrique's journey from unemployment to PSG triumph with Champions League focus. After parting ways with the Spanish national team following a disappointing exit at the 2022 World Cup where they fell to Morocco in the last 16, Enrique found himself on the sidelines until mid-2023. He then stepped into the spotlight at Paris Saint-Germain, achieving remarkable feats in his sophomore year by securing a domestic double and the elusive Champions League crown, marking his second career treble. Tottenham's managerial search and Enrique's alternative path. During the period when Enrique was weighing his options, Tottenham Hotspur were in the midst of finding a long-term successor to Antonio Conte. They ultimately brought in Ange Postecoglou, the ex-Celtic manager, who delivered a Europa League win in his second campaign but was later dismissed, paving the way for Thomas Frank to take over. This sequence of events underscores the volatile nature of club management, much like how a sudden storm can alter a ship's course, forcing quick adaptations. Enrique's candid admission ahead of UEFA Super Cup clash. As PSG gears up for their UEFA Super Cup showdown with Tottenham this Wednesday, Enrique shared insights into his decision-making process. In a press conference, he noted, "Several opportunities arose in the half-year leading up to my move to Paris, and Tottenham was among them." This statement not only stirs curiosity about potential alternate histories but also heightens anticipation for the match, especially with recent stats showing PSG's unbeaten streak in 15 competitive games extending into 2025. PSG's upcoming fixtures post Super Cup with Champions League ambitions. Following the midweek curtain raiser in the UEFA Super Cup, the defending League One title holders are scheduled to kick off their domestic campaign on August 17 against Nantes. With an eye on defending their Champions League title, PSG's squad, bolstered by key signings, aims to maintain dominance in Europe, building on their impressive 2024-25 season where they netted over 100 goals across all competitions. Luis Enrique confirms previous Tottenham Hotspur offer. A look ahead to PSG's Champions League aspirations. Paris Saint-Germain manager Luis Enrique recently confirmed he received an offer from Tottenham Hotspur before taking the reins at the French capital. This revelation has sparked renewed discussion about his managerial career path and, more importantly, the expectations surrounding PSG's performance in the upcoming Champions League. Let's delve into the details of the Tottenham approach, Enrique's current situation at PSG, and what it will take for the club to finally lift the coveted trophy. The Tottenham Hotspur opportunity. Enrique disclosed that Tottenham approached him before appointing Ange Postecoglou. While he didn't elaborate extensively on the specifics of the offer, he acknowledged the interest and indicated he ultimately felt PSG was a better fit for his ambitions. This isn't the first time Enrique has been linked with a Premier League club. His successful tenure with Barcelona, marked by a treble-winning season in 2015, has consistently made him an attractive candidate for top English teams. The timing was crucial, with Tottenham seeking a manager to rebuild after a period of instability. However, Enrique clearly saw a more compelling project in Paris, one centered around competing for and winning the Champions League. PSG's current form and tactical approach. Since taking over at PSG, Luis Enrique has implemented a possession-based, attacking style of play, reminiscent of his Barcelona days. He's focused on building a cohesive unit, emphasizing pressing, quick passing, and dynamic movement. This represents a shift from previous PSG managers who often relied heavily on individual brilliance. The challenge lies in integrating the star-studded squad, including players like Kylian Mbappe, Neymar, currently at Al-Hilal, and Marquinhos, into a unified tactical system. Possession with purpose. Enrique isn't simply about keeping the ball. It's about creating scoring opportunities through sustained pressure. High pressing. Winning the ball back quickly in the opponent's half is a cornerstone of his strategy. Fluidity and rotation. Players are encouraged to interchange positions, making it difficult for opponents to track them. Key players and their roles. PSG's success hinges on the performance of several key players. Kylian Mbappe remains the focal point of the attack, his pace and finishing ability a constant threat. However, Enrique is also looking to unlock the potential of other players, such as Ousmane Dembele and Vitinha. The midfield battle will be crucial, with players like Warren Zaïre-Emery expected to play a significant role in dictating the tempo of the game. Here's a quick look at some key players and their projected impact. Player, role, projected impact. Kylian Mbappe, striker, goalscoring leader. Warren Zaïre-Emery, midfielder, tempo setter. Ousmane Dembele, winger, creative spark. Gianluigi Donnarumma, goalkeeper, reliable last line. Challenges facing PSG in the Champions League. Despite their immense talent, PSG faces several hurdles in their quest for Champions League glory. Competition. The Champions League is fiercely competitive, with several other European giants vying for the title, including Manchester City, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich. Defensive solidity. Historically, PSG has struggled with defensive consistency. Improving their defensive organization will be vital. Mental fortitude. The pressure of performing in the Champions League can be immense. PSG needs to demonstrate mental resilience in crucial moments. Squad harmony. Integrating new signings and managing the egos of established stars requires careful management. Enrique's previous Champions League successes. Luis Enrique's track record in the Champions League speaks for itself. He led Barcelona to victory in 2015. Showcasing his tactical acumen and ability to motivate players on the biggest stage. This experience will be invaluable as he attempts to replicate that success with PSG. His Barcelona side was known for its intricate passing, relentless pressing, and a front three of Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, and Neymar, a combination that terrorized defenses across Europe. He understands the demands of the competition and knows what it takes to lift the trophy. Benefits and practical tips for PSG. To maximize their chances, PSG should focus on strengthening defensive depth, adding quality defenders to provide competition and cover for injuries, developing a strong team spirit, fostering a sense of unity and camaraderie within the squad, analyzing opponents thoroughly, preparing detailed scouting reports and tactical plans for each opponent, managing player fatigue, rotating the squad effectively to keep players fresh and avoid injuries. First-hand experience. Observing Enrique's training sessions. Hypothetical. Based on reports, reports from PSG training sessions suggest Enrique is a demanding but fair coach. He emphasizes drills that focus on quick passing, movement off the ball, and pressing. He's also known for his one-on-one sessions with players, providing individual feedback and guidance. The atmosphere is reportedly intense but positive, with players responding well to his leadership. The confirmation of the Tottenham offer provides a fascinating insight into Enrique's decision-making process. He clearly believes PSG offers the best platform for him to achieve his ambitions, and the club's fans will be hoping he can deliver the Champions League title they so desperately crave.